Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 25th of September, and it is partly cloudy here in Auroville on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast predicts sunshine, patchy clouds over the day, and mostly cloudy and an evening shower followed by thunderstorm in spots late for later on and over the night. Temperatures range from low of 24 to high of 33, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. In those moments of sunshine, the maximum ultraviolet index, it will be extreme on 10. Moon is still new, illuminated on 2%. Laurel Fox, who suffered an asthma-induced stroke in her house in Australia, quietly left her body on 19th of September to proceed to better spaces. She was 66 years old, and her departure was totally unexpected and leaves many of us in shock. Those who knew Laurel, she lived with us through the early 70s with her two young sons and kept coming back these last years with plans of rejoining, and really remember her with love and appreciation for her multiple skills and intelligence enhanced by her artistic sense, her ever-bubbling humor and wit, and above all, for her harmonious way of being and working with whoever came her way. So our love goes out to her and to her sons, Jesse and Luke, for who we pray that their deep roots in Auroville may give them meaningful strength and support. Auroville Council informs us that the outcome of a Tuesday interactive general meeting on the new land board formation is to create a core group of 5 residents of a good reputation, integrity and capacity in land issues. So Auroville Council will propose 2 members, FMC2 and TDC11-1. These 5 members will not be part of the new land board but will be facilitating its selection. For the 2 members to be chosen by Auroville Council, they invite those who are concerned to participate in proposing maximum 3 names each and the reason of your choice and to send them before Saturday evening latest to Auroville office at auroville.org. This weekend we don't have any special events, but only on Sunday 28th at Auroville Room Kalakendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. we are again invited to Arts Chakra, which is a bi-weekly open art event. This is an interactive space for everyone to express their artistic side in an informal and non-judgmental environment. Whatever be your medium of artistic expression, from photography, painting, short film, sculpting, singing, performing arts, storytelling, yummy recipe, etc., you can share it all with your fellow volunteers, and one not need to necessarily be a professional artist or an art student to participate in Art Chakra. At the same time, that provides also a great networking opportunity for skill exchange and to initiate participatory art projects. Space is free and open for all. And the Budget Coordination Committee, BCC, informs us on the following. They, in consultation with Entry Service, has reviewed newcomer administrative fee and has increased it by 1,000 rupees. Henceforth, a newcomer administrative fees will be 10,000 rupees per adult, and this amount will include the repatriation fee, any farewell cost that may come up for any applicants or newcomer engaged in the process and approved by the entry service to do so. For now, the fees for children below 14 will remain unchanged, 1,000 rupees per child. These fees will need to be paid by all newcomers irrespective of their nationality, which means Indians or foreigners. And some more happy thoughts that on Saturday, 4th of October, Sadhana Forests will present a live concert by Formidable Vegetable Sound System. They are armored with nothing but ukulele and electro swing beatbox, consists of Formidable Vegetable Sound System, aka Charlie McGee. And they deliver us the secrets to growing abundance, improving life and reversing climate change through the principles of permaculture. The sound system has toured extensively around the world for past 2 years to various festivals. And as Vananda Shiva wrote, they connect the creativity of nature with the creativity of music. All events and activities at Sadhana Forest are given in the spirit of gift economy. A free vegan dinner, organic dinner will be provided during the event, and free bus service to the concert departs from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and returns from Sadhana Forest at 9:30 p.m. And encouraging is also the news that on October 1st, Porto's Water begins. Previously, that was Water Maintenance Service, a unit, and now it's a free service under City Service. This is the outcome of several generous meeting and collective decision that was voted in January 2014, a step towards responsible management of a precious, life-giving common resource and providing basic services to residents of Oroville. Porto's Water now offers all Oroville's residents, community services, and commercial units alike its services, labor, equipment for free. Materials purchased will be charged for with an additional 10% service charge. They do encourage contributions for those that can afford it to Porto's Water Collection account 240023, which will be contributed back to the city service budget. Porto's Water, together with the BCC, has arrived at a list of the scope of works to be carried out by the team, and this is a 2-year experiment which will be monitored and reviewed every 6 months by the BCC. And the free services offered by Porto's Water consist of emergency and repair and maintenance. And first is borewell pump checking, repair and maintenance. Then water tank cleaning and maintenance. Third, exterior and interior emergency plumbing, repair and maintenance. Fourth, sludge and septic tank maintenance. Fifth, water supply by tank. And sixth, generator supply. The work and objectives of Porto's Water is essentially an emergency 24/7 repair maintenance public service. But Porto's Water will not be available for the new construction work or to install city water pipes, supply or connections. And Oroville Singing Festival is happy to officially announce that the Oroville Singing Festival 2014 will be going on 10th, 11th of October, this is Friday and Saturday, between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion, India, in the International Zone. The Singing Festival is all about participation. It is not about one artist performing and about expert musicianship. It is mission to get people together to sing. There are not that many opportunities for most people to make music and sing song they love. So program will consist of songs by teams or individuals, sing along with public and children choir with a large group of children and adults. From Matrimadating come the next announcement that Aurelians who wish to access the Park of Unity with a close friend or family member may do so between 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. or from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. The Aurelian must be 18 years of age and above and can bring up to 2 relatives or close friends along with him or her, provided she stays with them during the whole visit. Newcomers who wish to do the same should contact the access group of Matrimadir between 10 to 11:30 and to make an appointment. And for the concentration in the Matrimadir in a chamber, our residents of 18 years and above who wish to bring family members or close friends into the Matrimandir for concentration may do so at 8:45 any day except Tuesdays. And Matrimandir is looking for our resident who is interested to find and implement solution for the lighting of all the gardens inside the oval and the oval road. And commitment should be until the work is completed. And maintenance is available on request and conditions apply. Gas service is closed for stock taking on Tuesday, 30th of September, and our bakery will be also closed, but on Thursday, 2nd of October, so they're asking us to pick up our order a day before on Wednesday, 1st of October. And we are all invited on Sunday, 5th of October at 3 p.m. at Upasana to celebrate with the team the success of small steps. And we can also bring our old bag and get one for free. La Maison de Jean in Citadine is looking for volunteers because they hope to finish the project by the end of this year. For that work, no special skills are needed and all materials on the site. They need 5 people to work on the fixing of the prefabricated walls, fixing of the roofs consisting of metal sheet structure, cement flooring of the rooms, fixing false wood ceiling, painting walls, and if you're interested to help them, you can contact them by mail or phone or by passing by at Citadine office in the morning. So mail citadines@oroville.org or phone 262-2828. And before we conclude, dear friends, we are overwhelmed with gratitude. The Oroville Radio has 7 more days before it ends its month-long fund drive toward being able to pay its basic operating costs for the next year. And remaining 126,741 rupees are still needed to complete our goal of 356,626 for the year. This amount includes, most importantly, offering 2 maintenance for people working full-time at the station. And our latest contributors since September 16 are from India, Hyderabad, Oroville, France, Canada and USA, who have added additional 41,130 to the fund drive and bringing us close to 70% of our goal. So let us make one last effort so we can close the drive for the year. Please share the Oroville Radio and the fund drive message on Facebook or by subscribing by the newsletter on our website. And of course you can visit www.rodelradio.org/donate. A big thanks from all of us.
And now a short message.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated, so it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again.
Don't forget to contribute to Oroville Radio.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
A screening of three Kira Joshi interviews done between January and May 2011 at Cinema Paradiso tomorrow between 5 to 6:30 p.m. At Cinema in Baranios Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Jaco Denan, directed by Agnon Varda, and was made in France in 1991. At Ecofilm Club in Sedona Falls also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see The End of the Line, made in 2009 by director Rupert Murray. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. documentary Disruption, Climate Change, directed by Kellyanne Keyes. And tomorrow we can see a science fiction action, Edge of Tomorrow, made in 2014 by director Doug Liman. Hindi movie at Laissez Faire Visitor Center upstairs every Thursday at 8 p.m. And tonight we can see The Fault in Our Stars. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Carl Sagan series on Cosmos is going on. And tonight at 8 p.m. we will see Cosmos episodes 7 and 8, which were made in UK and USA in 1980 by director Adrian Malone. On Saturday they will screen an international movie, The Fault in Our Stars, made in USA in 2013 by director Josh Boone. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., animation adventure comedy Ice Age Continental Drift 4, made in USA in 2012 by director Steve Martino, Mike Tournier, and Ray Romano. And at Lucio Visconti Film Festivals at Cine Club at 8 p.m. this Sunday we will see History Romance Senso, made in Italy in 1954 by director Luciano Visconti. And Shirar Bindo wrote, "To walk through the life armored against fear, peril and disaster, only two things are needed, two that go always together, the grace of the divine, and on your side an inner state made up of faith, sincerity and surrender." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.